reconsider if there's a homemade apple dumplings.
You never know.
Might reconsider.
Okay, couple of things that we get started here. Everyone, please make sure we speak in our microphone so the recording gets everything we say and the audience can hear us. If anybody has their cell phones, please either turn them off or put them on vibrator silent somehow so they don't ring during the session.
Give it to me, I'll
better do it. Sam, that means you, sir.
Approval of the agenda, Mr. Baker.
Yes, good morning. I would like to suggest several changes to the amended agenda. First, I would recommend that we delete number 2, number 3, amend number 4 to drop the word recommendations, delete number 5, and then delete executive session and possible action on executive session.
Okay, so we are going to, your recommendation is to delete item 2, delete item 3, and item 4, take away the word recommendations, delete item 5, and then we don't need executive session or possible action on executive session.
We don't need those.
We do not need those.
Okay, so they're out.
Anything else, Mr. Baker?
No, that's it.
We'll accept a motion to approve the agenda of the amendment.
You got it.
Thank you.
Second. Favors if I'm saying aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Now we want approval of minutes from March 15th. We're in our packets. Anybody got any additions, corrections, or changes?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's approved as presented then. Correspondence, Mr. Baker, if you can handle that for Mr. Moore.
Actually, there was no correspondence in front of the desk. However, if I could make a statement, I would like to thank the council and the staff, and many people have learned of my recent eye surgeries. As all of you are aware, that on 2 days before Christmas, I had a completely detached retina in my right eye. That caused me to wear an eye patch on my right eye for some period of time. That eye is getting better and has been getting better, and fortunately I've got a 20/70 vision back in it now, and hopefully it'll get better. Approximately 2 weeks ago, I was back to my eye surgeon for just a routine follow-up on my surgery, and I happened to mention some floaters, and they checked my left eye, and even though it was 20/20, I had a detached retina in my left eye. So within 2 hours, I was in surgery in Salisbury. Obviously, it's been quite a challenge because that was my good eye, the left eye, and the one I depended on. So now when I see people at the back of a room or people come in, frankly, until they say something to me, often I cannot recognize them. I do not have reading vision back in my right eye yet, but hopefully within the next few days I should have reading vision back in my left eye because I picked it up early. For any those members in council or staff or anyone hearing this, if you ever see floaters, little specks in front of your eyes, if you see flashes of light that are not there, if you see some pinpoints of light, oftentimes they are indication of a tear or a detached retina. Get to the doctor immediately because, as I did in the left eye, fortunately I was in the surgeon's office when I mentioned it, that can be repaired quickly, and save your vision. Unfortunately, in the right eye, I did not know what the symptoms were, and consequently, I will not get the full vision back in that, but I'm very grateful for the amount of vision I will be getting back. I've been one that's been blessed all my life with 20/20 in both eyes, and so it's a challenge, but, you know, I'm very fortunate. So I pass that on. Thanks for all the comments, prayers, thoughts of committed members, the council members, and staff. Thank you much.
Thank you. Glad to have you back, everybody. Mr. Baker.
Yes, the first item is a maintenance building proposal. A suggestion has been made for the county to construct a pole shed type maintenance building for the purpose of providing cover for county-owned equipment. The proposed building would be approximately 60 by 120 feet, located next to the paramedic maintenance building at the airport. It would provide cover for the Emergency Operations Center command vehicle, the county bookmobile, a dump truck, tractors, and other maintenance equipment that is currently kept outdoors. And that just, some of that equipment is not, we have a figure of about $400,000 for the value of what we've invested in that equipment over the years. And I'm sure it's higher than that. We didn't get it real in-depth in that, but just to give you an idea. This will help prevent maintenance problems for this equipment in the future. This would be a basic pole shed-type building without heat. A small section within the building would enable county employees to have a storage space for runway lights and other electrical equipment that is used at the airport. The estimate, and we just have ballpark estimates at the current time, but the estimate for the building, including site work, building materials, labor, and overhead doors, is approximately $102,000. There are two options for a concrete floor. One would be a floor approximately 36 by 60 feet with aprons where the doors meet the ground. And that, we're recommending at least that would be needed for the bookmobile and the EOC command unit because they're heavy type vehicles. And the estimated cost for that is $11,500. If it went with a concrete floor for the entire building, that would cost about $34,000. So there's a difference there of about $22,500 in estimated cost. So the estimated total cost for the project would be from $113,000 to $136,000, depending on the floor options. Our staff is recommending consideration for a floor for the entire building for a number of reasons. It would be a safer means to perform minor maintenance on equipment within the building by providing a solid ground for equipment to be jacked up off the ground. Would be a better fit for storage. Storage cabinets would not be off the ground. And the concrete apron where the garage doors come down would be less susceptible to rainwater seepage problems if we had a complete concrete floor. The other option that we have is this project could begin during this fiscal year and be paid for from the Capital Improvements Fund. We could initiate a budget transfer to transfer money from the property acquisition line item in that budget to cover the cost that is not being used this year. Or alternatively, we could consider this in next year's capital improvements budget. We have, basically there's three questions for your consideration. First is this a worthwhile project investment to protect our county-owned equipment? And if so, should we pursue the full concrete floor, which would cost an estimated $22,500 more than a partial concrete floor? And again, that's for the heavy, that we feel that there is a need definitely for the partial due to the heavy EOC command unit and bookmobile. And then, and basically for safety reasons, the staff is suggesting a full concrete floor if we can afford it. We could be, and then the other question is, should we begin this fiscal year, which ends June 30, by transferring money from one line item to another, or would you like us to include this in the, or we could include this in the proposed budget for next fiscal year? And we have with us Mr. Doug Stokely, our buildings and grounds manager, and Bobby Schoonover from our paramedic department, who are here if there are any questions. They have worked on this proposal.
Any questions of council?
Yeah. Cole. Are we going to put it out to bid, or are we just going to? We are going to put it out to bid.
Well,
right?
Basically the project could be divided up, and we would get prices like for the pole shed building and the site work and the concrete work would be three separate options. It could be separately bid, and we feel that.
But the intent was
staff overseeing.
Okay, I didn't hear the word bid.
Better deal.
I just want to know the intent is to put it out to bid.
Well, our intent is what we had in mind is that the county would price out, like for instance, say the concrete work, whatever's decided. If you
if we went with concrete work, we approach different concrete contractors and try and get prices from them, and then for pole shed type building.
Well, yeah, whatever is the cheapest way, I
try to break it up that way.
So you might want to put it out for bid as a total project and put it out broken up. I don't care, but I think, I'm just wondering, I think it should be put out to some sort of bid process, like we do, because I think with people wanting to work as bad as it is, I think we'd be very competitive.
We definitely price it out with a number of different contractors. We only have, these prices are based on one con, or two contractors' estimates, I think, right? Two contractors, and that's it. So we didn't, it's just to get an idea of what it would cost us, that's.
I would say go for the whole floor, in my opinion, but I mean, we're gonna do it.
Anything else from Council, Mr. Dever?
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's a big building, 7,200 square feet. 40 by 60, I got a 40 by 60s, and I can put a lot of tractors and combines, a lot of equipment in that one. 7,200, that's three times as big. I'm not sure that's, we really need that much room. Just seems like a lot of room for a dump truck and a tractor. How much equipment we got out there, for goodness sakes? We need that kind of room.
Well, we have three tractors, two dump trucks, and in the wintertime, there'll be pickups that have snow plows mounted that will also be in there. There's a forklift, two zero-turn mowers, a sweeper truck, and as you mentioned, the bookmobile and the command post.
Mr. President, would it be possible to have the persons at the podium identify themselves, since this is broadcast on the web, too?
We know you, but other people may not.
Doug Stokely.
Bobby Schoonover. What we did is we took all the equipment, we plotted it out, and basically it's pretty full once you get space to be able to work around the equipment. It's a pretty full building. And really the addition with the command post is big, and the bookmobile takes
up a lot of space.
This is
going to be more than a shed? You're going to be a workshop? Is that what we're building?
It's really just a storage shed. That's all it is.
But you could do minor repairs, painting.
Okay. And the intent, to go back to Mr. Cole's question, was we thought there would be savings if we acted as a general contractor and broke it up and
sure,
and did it that way.
Mr. Wilson, anything else? Mr. Phillips.
I think the answers to Mr. Baker's three questions are yes, yes, and yes. It is a worthy cause. I do think going with the full floor would be wise. And if you could get it together going this year with a transfer, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I'm not sure about the size. I think Mr. Wilson makes a good point. You may want to look at that and calculate it out. Would this have to go to an engineering consultant? I pray not. Thank you.
What? Have to go what?
To an engineering consultant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. That's good news.
Another thing we find being large buildings, you start to get your stuff in the back of the building, when you're especially linked and everything, and you got so much trouble trying to get that back out. God, we were thinking, in order to get back out, I have problems if you build way bigger than, you know, you could put a whole tire in there, but you got the thing that you got to get,
yeah,
try to rotate it.
Seasonally, if we could put the equipment seasonally towards, you know, the doors, that would make sense.
Of course, you had to go in sideways, but you don't want to do that. You'd have to have more than one door, I guess. I don't know.
And anyone want to entertain offer a motion?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. What about, we're not paying any direct wages in this, are we?
There would be.
Union wages.
No, this would not, with this proposal, we would be using county funds, not federal or state funds.
Okay.
Insulated, would it be insulated?
No.
No?
Not heated.
There's no heat.
Right.
No,
I know, but whether you insulate with heat or without heat, it keeps it from getting too hot or too cold. It tempers the air in there, and.
Well, I would recommend the roof be insulated somewhat, because if you don't, the sweat and water run off it just like it's outdoors.
That's what I'm trying to find out. Is there any thoughts of doing some insulation?
But everybody knows.
Yeah, I had thought if you made the barrier at the ceiling, you know, it would provide an air change difference, which would alleviate the sweating.
Right, yeah. Right, because we get the humidity, everything else. I mean, it's just so whether it's heated or not, I think we ought to look at maybe before we go, or maybe another line item about insulating, how much that would cost. We've talked about the concrete. Maybe we look at the ceiling.
I assume you guys already took care of the ceiling, hadn't you? But you know, you have to have some kind of plywood or something underneath that. then they are just going to sweat some kind of insulation. I mean, y'all
anyway,
thought about that.
Just
anyone care to make a motion?
The motion would do you what, to move forward or what?
What
kind of motion you want?
I have a draft if you like.
To move forward with either the, as they proposed, with the full floor, without the full floor, this year's budget, next year's budget, I mean, those things that Mr. Baker asked.
Mr. George, I said that we should get some kind of contractors. I'm not so sure that's not, that's the right way of going.
Why don't we give them the...
They're going to do that, but they can't do anything, we don't move forward.
Right.
All right, move forward. Let's go.
You're exactly right, but we're not approving the total project, we're approving them to go out and get the numbers, because then, once we see the numbers, we could then make a decision. I don't think this is the, is this the final decision, David, or just the first step in a...
That is up to the county council. I mean, we can certainly get the prices and come bring back to
the council. What's the comfort level with the
rest of the
council, Mike? That's what would drive the question.
Sure.
Why don't we direct them to go get this project put together? Bring it back to us with numbers, actual numbers, so we can move forward or not move forward.
I'll make that motion.
And the sooner you can do it, the better off we are.
Right.
We have a motion to do that. Have a second?
And then we'll decide also, Mr. Vincent, whether we pay for it this year or next year, right?
So we have a motion.
Not at this time.
A motion and a second to charge these two gentlemen with proceeding with this and coming back to us with final numbers, pricing, and then we'll decide what we're going to do. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, gentlemen. Sure. Have a good day.
The next item is...
The last item.
County Council discussion of Administrator Search Committee.
Yeah, and if I may, Mr. President, in discussions with... Mr. Baker, it was felt that amending the agenda as we did today makes the process much cleaner, posting the meeting for the committee until next Tuesday at 9 a.m. That posting will go up today for the committee with an agenda for that committee. There's been no doubt in my mind, and I think everyone's mind, that this council has wanted to be open about their process. There's not been anything subterfuge whatsoever concerning the process. However, due to the fact that all council members are on the committee as well, the lines got blurred between what was the committee and what is council. So I think that it was very important that we go back and actually discuss the process from the start. What is the council and the discussion today, which is consistent with what was originally posted on the agenda, what is the process, and discuss the process. And I think it would be appropriate today for the county council, number one, to discuss such things as the what are the qualifications for administrator, what kind of job duties are there, what kind of advertising, where would the advertising take place. What would be the process once the applications are received? What would the committee do as far as interviews and those kind of things? So I think that that would be appropriate to do today, and those are the kind of things that would be for the council to do, because the council can then charge the committee to do these things. And then at the end of the discussion, I would suggest a type of motion that we would make as part of the charging order to the search committee. It's our desire to do this and have this discussion openly today. And again, and we've chosen to do this so that we can keep this process moving, to expedite it and have it as clean as possible. And most understandable. So at this point, Mr. Baker, I know I jumped in, but I wanted to say that so that everyone understood why the steps were taken today.
That's fine. Thank you. Mr. Baker?
Sure. What I'd like to discuss are the proposed duties for our county administrator search committee. And first, I'd like to review the job description. We have a job description for county administrator, which the county administrator acts as the chief administrative officer of the county government.
oversees the administration of all aspects of the county government, including a $140 million budget, supervises the administration of various county departments, reports weekly to the county council. In terms of qualifications that we have listed in the job description, they include graduate from accredited college or university with a master's degree in administration or any equivalent combination of education experience that provides the required knowledge, skills, and abilities to be an effective public manager. What we propose is, of course, is advertising and posting the position. We have advertised, we have developed an ad with some variations in the ad where we advertised in with the National Association of Counties, because what we want to do is explain to people who didn't know about Sussex County, what Sussex County, try to give them a little background about the county itself. So the national ads had a little bit more flavor about the county included. We had advertised on the county's website from January 19th until February 8th, 2011. It was posted on our website. January 20th and January 23rd, we advertised in the News Journal and Delaware State News. January 27th and January 30th, we advertised in the News Journal. January 31st, was advertised in the National Association of Counties newsletter. And on January 20th through February 3rd, it was included in the National Association of Counties Jobs Online. What we are recommending is that the County Administrator Search Committee be charged with a number of duties, including that the applications be accepted and reviewed by our Human Resources Director to determine if the individuals who apply have qualifications that meet the requirements as advertised, and then she would report back to the committee. We are also recommending that the HR Director and the County Administrator provide questions to the committee for their input. We're recommending that the committee will have the ability to interview qualified candidates as the committee deems fit. We're recommending that the candidate and or candidates, or we recommend that the committee recommend candidate and or candidates to the Sussex County Council for consideration. We're also recommending that the committee check references and background, negotiate terms of employment, for instance, a contract, a probationary period, salary range, and that would, of course, be based on experience, and make a recommendation to the Sussex County Council. And with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Moore.
Okay, so those were some of the things that I would suggest that the council charge the committee to do as part of their duties, search duties. And again, to reiterate, that would be to use the job description as read by Mr. Baker, the job duties as read by Mr. Baker, that the advertisement go nationally and locally, that the applications come into the HR director, who would then compare those qualifications against what was advertised in the ad and what the council has set up as the job qualifications and duty, that the committee be authorized then to discuss the qualifications of the candidates, that they be authorized to interview candidates, and if necessary, more than one time, that the committee then would be also authorized to to make recommendations to county council, to check backgrounds on any of the candidates, to check references on any of the candidates, and to negotiate a potential contract with recommended candidates. And to the extent that any of these items have already been completed, that this council ratify those actions have taken place. For example, The ad has been advertised both locally and nationally. There have been applications that have been received. We do know that the HR director has looked at those, commented on qualifications, as well as some interviews have taken place, so that this, by way of this motion, we're authorizing the committee to do these items, continue to do these items, and ratify actions have been taken to date.
But, Mr. Cole?
Yeah, well, just one question. The one that jumps out of me here on these, on page one, the when the committee makes recommendations to the county council. Now, the committee is the county council.
And
plus three
and
others.
Three
right. That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't see a problem with basically, I mean, the perception will be the county council is making a recommendation to the county council.
Well,
okay.
There's an actual committee, and that's where the blur has taken place. And what we're doing is trying to remove that blur by making sure that this is charged to the committee, which also, and Mr. Vincent, you may want, although you have previously announced the committee, it might be appropriate that as part of the motion that it include the fact that the committee includes all of county council, our HR director, Karen Brewington, David Baker, our current administrator, and myself, Everett Moore, county attorney.
Okay. Any more questions? Mrs. Deaver.
No, I was just going to say, how do we get that on the floor?
Okay.
Do we need a motion?
We have a motion, Mr. Baker.
I had
I'm sorry,
a question.
Mr. Phillips.
Is there any reason why we can't disclose the candidate's name publicly?
We can do at such point, and I think that we should discuss that with a candidate before we disclose a name publicly, because of certain expectations of privacy that candidate may have. That candidate may be in a job already and doesn't
right.
want it known
true.
That he's applying to the position.
About 5 or 7 years ago, I believe, may not have been that long, there was a discussion about the county administrator being an elected position. The previous council did not want to do that. I think I made the argument that it is probably the most significant position in the county, and shouldn't that choice be left up to the people? It's not come up prior to this point, but it is something that is topical. Is there any interest in exploring that? Mr. Cole?
My comment would be, if you compare it to Newcastle County, it's a different structure. We would have to restructure county council because the county executive up there has veto power over the decisions, basically set up kind of like the federal government, where we'd be the House and he'd be the you know, the president or type of thing, and so we can pass all kinds of legislation. Then it would go to his desk, and he could send it back. So you're right. We would have to do some considerable changes, Vance. I don't think we could just easily set up that this person's going to be the county administrator, then operate like we basically operate in the past. It would be a dramatic change.
It'd be growing government.
Would you agree that it's a good idea to let the people have a voice in this?
Oh, I don't have any problem ever exposing the whole process on any of the things we do here.
No, I mean creating it as an elected position.
Well, you've been one who's been concerned, like when we talked about expanding county council to two more members that would run at large, this, which I thought would bring better government to Sussex County, because of, again, people would then would answer to the whole county. This guy would answer to the whole county. The argument some made, I'm not going to say you, I'll just say some made, it was that's expanding, bigger government, more expensive. So would this do the same thing?
Is this instead of hiring an administrator, Vance?
Yes, the concept is that the county administrator become an elected position.
No.
He still can appoint his deputy, as Mr. Baker has. I don't see how it would grow the size of government. It would actually allow that county administrator to be responsible directly to the people.
Well, I can see this, what you're saying. But when you say the people has a choice, when they elected you and George and Joan, myself, we're making a choice that these people have gave us the responsibility to make. For this, that they figured that we're smart enough to hire a county administrator to do an administrative job. And I don't think everybody would run would necessarily have the qualifications of administrator, although they could come across as Mr. Personality, but would not be able to fill these shoes. I have personally been here long enough to see that this administrator is far more than probably the average person you elect off the street that could get elected. And for this cause, and for this reason, I would not be in favor of electing a county administrator.
Under that logic, should we also appoint the row offices, since the people elected us and they vested us with all this authority? Maybe we should take away those as elected positions. And I'm being facetious, of course, but I'm just saying the logic that we are all knowing and the people should be cut out of the process of the most important position in the county.
I think you're making a good argument, but I can say this. As far as the two row officers or three row officers, those people do not have the responsibility, nowhere the responsibility this county administrator will have. I can assure you that. They're more in one direction. They have little authority over the people they work with, and that's about the size of it. Now, when you come to this county administration, you've got a lot of answering. There's just so many qualifications, and you guys know I've sat down and talked to you about these qualifications. There are a list of probably about a dozen, more than one, just one thing. And personality just will not get this job done, I can assure you. And people out here today, without really looking at qualifications, most of them looks at their personality, and ones are going to give you this and that, and they're elected. I'm telling you, folks, and Vance, I think Vance is just probably taking the other side of this coin, I hope. But really look at this thing. We're really be going step backwards to say we're going to have a county administrator elected.
Mr. President, if I may, I think that maybe the discussions got beyond what this on the agenda was for the search discussion of the search committee.
Right.
The question that Mr. Phillips raised is maybe appropriate for another time. For discussion, if the county council wanted to take that up and discuss that and look at that.
Right.
I don't have any problem, Vance, if you want to get it on the agenda for like 10-minute, you know, conversation.
Okay.
I think people like hearing those kind of differences of opinions and things and pros and cons, so I don't have any problem discussing it.
Anybody else have anything I can bring up?
That's pertinent to the subject.
That's totally off the subject. I mean,
Mr. President, I don't think that's
I don't think row offices were on the subject. You think row offices were on the subject?
We're talking about the county administrator.
And you brought up row offices.
As a counterpoint to Mr. Wilson's point, Mr. President.
Do we have a motion from the table? A motion to offer.
Well, as I had just, you want to make me say this again,
yes,
I don't have good notes I can read, that the committee, the search committee would consist of the five council members, Ms. Carrington Brewington, the HR director, David Baker, county administrator, and Everett Moore, county attorney, that they be charged with finding an applicant that meets the qualifications that Mr. Baker had read, also that the job duties as Mr. Baker read, that it be advertised both locally and nationally, that as part of the search committee duties would be to accept the applications, then they would be part of their duties to determine an interview process, or have a process set up that would be discussed by the committee, that the committee then can interview candidates, that they would make recommendations to county council, can negotiate with the candidates for purposes of contract, and check into the background and references of candidates so that it would be all inclusive, and to the extent that certain items have already been completed, such as the advertisement, receiving of the applications, and interviews have been taking place, that this council ratify those actions already taken.
Would someone like to make that motion?
I'll make the motion to get it on the
floor. Motion, Mrs. Deaver?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
Mm-hmm.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Baker?
Thank you. The next item is the county administrator's report. The first item is House Bill number 31, which is a housekeeping measure requested by Sussex County to change the billable date for Sussex County taxes to more appropriately match up with our fiscal year. This bill has been approved by the Delaware State House of Representatives and now has been assigned to the State Senate Community/County Affairs Committee, and I'd like to thank Mr. Godwin for his work on that. FEMA flood insurance rate map meeting. Again, this is a reminder that FEMA will be holding a meeting in this room on March 30th from 3 to 5 p.m. Regarding revised flood insurance maps, in Sussex County. Thank you.
Mr. Baker, Mr. Ashman.
Good morning. I'm here this morning to present an escrow agreement for your consideration between Sussex County and WRDG LLC for the Waters Run project in Fenwick Island. This escrow agreement is to fund the engineering, design, construction, and related costs for gravity sewer and appurtenances in Old Mill Bridge Road, and a collection system and small diameter pumping system to serve the existing Magnolia Shores development. It's basically a two-part agreement. The developer shall deposit a sum of $361,537 into an account to be held in escrow for payment of costs incurred to design, construct, and inspect gravity sewer in Old Mill Bridge Road. These funds are to be deposited no later than May 15th, and Sussex County will complete this construction as part of its Pump Station 30 and Force Main upgrade. By including this construction here, it benefits local residents by only having the road torn up on one occasion. The developer shall also deposit the sum of $33,500 into an account to be held in escrow for payment of costs incurred by the county to design the collection system and small diameter pumping system to serve the existing Magnolia Shores development, or the developer agrees to direct their engineer to provide the equivalent plans and specifications. The developer agrees to complete the construction in parallel with the first phase of their construction of the Waters Run project, and these funds are to be deposited no later than May 15th, 2011. The Magnolia Shores scope of work is included here because the property was needed to make the Waters Run contiguous to the Fenwick Island Sewer District, and in agreement with their concurrence to be included, the developer agreed to install the sewer infrastructure at his cost. This is the Waters Run project. This is Old Mill Bridge Road, and this is the existing Magnolia Shores community, which is right along Derrickson Creek. Our pump station 30 is down here, and our force main runs up Old Mill Bridge Road. Council previously approved this expansion of Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District back on July 24th of 2007, and it would include the Magnolia Shores development, the Waters Run project. And this Waters Run project has since changed hands, and the WRDG LLC is the current developer of this project. Execution of this agreement solidifies the ability of the project to move forward, and the agreement between the project and Magnolia Shores as the promise of sewer service in exchange for their agreement to be part of the annexation of the project. Any questions?
Questions, Council?
Is this typical, or have we done this kind of escrow before?
Yes, normally if they have made a promise to another community in order to get contiguous, we're trying to get something in writing and an escrow agreement down in place so that we know that okay. Construction will move forward.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions of council? You have a motion?
I do have a motion. Be it moved that Sussex County Council President is hereby authorized to execute an escrow agreement with WRDG LLC to finance the design and construction of sewer infrastructure in Old Mill Bridge Road and the Magnolia Shores development as presented on March 29th, 2011.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion and a second. And a question on the motion? Not, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
And Mr. Vincent, I've been told by Mr. Guy that when Mr. Ashman came to the podium, there was no identification. So anyone watching on the web, there was, it is Mr. Ashman from the engineering department.
Thank you.
Ms. Webb?
Yes, we have a gang of grants today. Delaware Ducks Unlimited.
What have we done previously?
Previously, we have done, for this event, the Green Wing event, $200 each for a total of $1,000.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Next.
The Laurel Alumni Scholarship Foundation.
Have we a history of that?
Yes, we do. We have $750, $500 from Mr. Vincent, and $250 from Mr. Phillips. However, you had written a note on here for $100.
I'm not sure what I based that on.
Okay.
Mr. Vincent, are you comfortable
with
that?
Sure, yeah.
I make a motion we contribute to the Laurel Alumni Association, $500 from Mr. Vincent, $250 from my account.
Question on motion? On the favors? I'm sorry. Wait a second. I'm sorry. Okay, we have no second.
Oh, you need a second?
Well, yeah, well, pretty much.
Sorry.
I'll second.
We have a second.
Yeah.
Any question on the motion? On favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Next.
American Cancer Society.
What did we give before?
For this walk, we did 100 each for a total of $500.
And where is this walk?
This walk is...
It's all over the county, isn't it? Different walks?
This is in Georgetown, but...
They actually do have walks.
This is the Making the Strides Walk Against Breast Cancer.
But...
In Georgetown at Del Tech.
Okay, Sue,
or the Heart Association.
Okay, but isn't it true the American Cancer Society has walks all over, like in Milford and Rehoboth and various parts of the county? So we're either going to support them all, or we're just going to wait till they're in our district. How would we like to proceed? Because... I know I have them on the boardwalk.
Right. This is just for breast cancer. There also is the Relay for Life that you might be thinking of.
Which
that
is all the American
is done in community. Yeah, I know.
It's all American Cancer Society. I'm just saying. I don't mind. We ought to just get some ground rules if we're going to continue to, which we'll continue to do it. But just how should we do it? Because sometimes it's hit and miss. I'd just make a recommendation since they do it all over the county, when it's in your district, that councilman support it. Because there may be, you know, I don't know. What do you want to do? Anybody got any?
Doesn't matter to me. Who wants to make a motion?
Or we do everybody just support them all? Any consensus?
Well, you're okay with that.
You're going to write direction, I believe. Well, somebody say something. I'm just talking by myself right now. That's all I'm trying to ask.
I think it's better that we spread it among the council.
She says spread. You say go individual. Vance, you have any comments?
Nope.
Mike?
No, sir.
Don't care?
I know if you really read the small print in cancer, American Cancer Society, real small print, you'll find actually how much goes in research and how much goes administration and all the others. You would be surprised about 90% goes to administration and all these other advertisings and all these other things, and really less than 10% goes to...
Right, but it all goes
research,
in the same...
Which kind of makes me aggravated because I've had people in the family... A lot of people die with cancer, and I just think sometimes they're not spending their money wisely.
Well, that's another argument, but I'm just saying.
I know, but I'm just talking about we're giving money wisely.
Okay. My thoughts are it all goes to one pool anyway when we do all this, so I don't know. But I might have two in my district, so I want to know if everybody's going to keep supporting them.
Sure.
Would anybody like to make a motion to donate any money to the American Cancer Society for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, annual 5K walk-in race?
What's in Georgetown? Sam, would you like to do it just for Georgetown?
Sure.
Make the motion.
How much? What's your motion, sir?
How much? What was the recommendation?
Well, we've been doing it $100 each.
We gave $500 last year.
We gave $100 each councilman last year.
Same recommendation.
Anybody want a second?
Mm-hmm.
I have a second.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions on that motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Thank you.
Nanticoke Little League.
If somebody would make the motion to take $2,500 from my account, please.
So moved.
Second.
And a second. My motion is second. A question on the motion? Signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried.
Ocean View Boy Scout Troop Number 281.
Now, Mike, I think from reading that letter, if I'm not mistaken, they actually include quite a few, I think, in the Vance's area. It's actually, it's the only one down that southeast corner. So I didn't know if Vance would like to contribute $250, and I do $250 for
yep.
the, I'll make that motion, $250 for Mr. Phillips and myself.
I have a motion. Need a second. I have a second. Any question on the motion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Get Down Road Runners.
Yeah, Get Down. Where is
Lincoln.
Lincoln. Wow, there you go. I move that I donate $500 from my account.
Second.
Motion is second. $500, Ms. Deaver's account. Any question on the motion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Greenwood Police Department.
It's you, Sam.
Mr. Wilson.
For their night out event.
$250.
Second.
I have a motion to second. Grant $250, Mr. Wilson's account for Greenwood Police Department 2011 National Night Out. Any question on the motion?
Do they serve alcohol at the event?
I don't think so.
Would not think so.
I checked about last year and it's pretty sober.
All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Sussex County Genealogical Society.
Now, this concerns me. They might find something about Sam's relatives.
Yeah, Sam's
don't.
Background.
Have you got your record sealed like the president? We can't find out where you even went to kindergarten.
Is that a request to somebody? Or?
It is to Mr. Wilson.
Okay, Mr. Wilson.
You're hiding something, Sam. Mm.
I make a motion we give $100 apiece.
Second.
I have a motion to second. The grant $100 apiece. Each council manager. Any question on the motion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried.
And the Milton Community Foundation, and
yes.
That's the farmer's market.
Yes. I recommend $1,000 for my account for that.
We have a motion, $1,000 Mrs. Deaver's account to the Milton Community Foundation to organize the farmer's market.
It's a lot of tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Second. Any question on the motion?
They're just getting started. Yeah.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Duffy's Hope.
Vance, are you putting watermelon in that market?
This is to...
This is Mrs. Deaver's.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. It went to Mr. Cole, and then I think you...
I crossed it out.
Right,
I
you did.
Joe.
Yes, you did.
Oh, okay.
I did an executive.
This is something that... Was it, go ahead.
Cape Penelopen High School in Lewis.
All right. Did they have any particular amount? I think they had a high amount there, didn't they? They were looking for what...
Well, they have all kinds of sponsorships, with the lowest being
yeah.
500 up to 5,000. So, just
ooh.
A sponsorship.
Yeah, I think the $500 is enough for my account.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Second.
I have a motion to second to grant $500 to Ms. Deaver's account and Duffy's Hope support ongoing outreach efforts. Any question on the motion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried.
Thank you.
Opposed? Any ordinances?
There were none.
There are none. Additional business brought before council here from Mr. Guy with our.
If anybody came in, you might want to announce the sign up.
Sandy Spence.
Good morning. My name is Sandy Spence. I live outside Lewis. And yesterday, a group of us from the League of Women Voters had the opportunity to have a tour of the county's Emergency Operations Center. And so I'm here today to thank you for this wonderful facility. We were terribly impressed. The facility is outstanding. It's state of the art. They have outstanding technology available, extremely qualified personnel, including several local fire chiefs who are very familiar with the county. They have excellent ongoing continuing education. We learned a couple things that we thought were very important for the public to understand. They told us how when they receive a call, there's one caller that gets it, and then it's on the screen so that all the dispatchers can see it. In case there's a problem, they always have backup. And as soon as they identify the problem, they can switch it either to the EMS people or to the police if it's a police matter. And that happens immediately, and meanwhile, the original receiver of the call continues to talk to the caller to get more information. So, for example, if it's a medical problem, they talk to the caller about what the condition is. They have a set list of questions. And they said one of the problems they have is that people that are calling in, they're obviously all upset. And they say, well, I just want you to come. I don't want to answer all these questions. And they have to explain to people that they need to keep them on the phone because the dispatcher is already sending the appropriate response. But they need to get more information because then they can keep in touch with the ambulance driver or whoever to give them more information about the condition of the person, what to expect, how to be prepared for the to deal with them once they get there. So we thought that was a really important thing for the public to understand, that they need to keep providing that information, and the dispatcher's taking care of everything, and there's somebody coming to take care of the problem. Another thing that we learned, which we were sort of familiar with, is this important five-digit address system that the county has taken so many years to get operating. And recently I was visiting somebody in the Forgotten Mile between Rehoboth and Dewey, and she's going on and on about, oh, I'm not going to use that five-digit number. I've used 305 forever. I've been here forever, and I'm not going to change. And she actually had problems getting her birthday present because her sister didn't use that address. But anyway, so we learned how important it is because that allows the dispatchers to know exactly where the location is. And so we just wanted to let you know how very impressed we are with the operations center and how much we deeply appreciate as it continues to get more and more calls, especially with our aging population. So thank you.
Thank you. Anybody come in late? Dave wants to sign up for the business? Then we will entertain a motion to recess until 1:30 for public hearings. Second. We have a motion and a second. A question on the motion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are in recess till 1:30.